What name would you use for a bathroom that is separate from the house? We used to have before we had.
Oh.
Usually before they had plumbing.
I know.
Okay. Now, there's several names. I just wanted to see which one you would use. Okay, now this is talking about the word here. You might say, did you ever blank that sound?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
You might say, yes, I blank it yesterday.
I uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I have. And if you were, somebody asked you if you had heard something you would want to say no, you would say, no, I
have not heard it.
Okay. When a person gets married, one of his remarks to the minister is,
I do.
You might say, I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
He used to smoke, but now he
does.
Someone might say, have you any more work to do in the field? And you might say, no, I blank it yesterday.
I finished.
Or using the word do.
Yeah. Oh, I did it. Yeah.
And this is still about the word do. Someone might say, are you sure? And you might say, yes, I have blank at home.
I've done it all.
Okay. if someone asks you a question and they said, are you absolutely sure? And you aren't absolutely sure, you might say, no, I'm
not.
Okay, or no, I'm not
sure.
Would you ever say, no? If someone says, did you talk to him recently? And you might say, yes, I blank talking to him yesterday. The word is. Did you talk to him recently? And you might say, yes, I blank talked to him yesterday.
I did talk to him.
Or would you say I was talking to him?
I guess I just really got that little confused on
that. This is talking about the same verb. Someone might say, did I talk to him? And you might say, sure, you blank talking to him when I came in.
You will.
Someone might say, have you thought about that today? And you would say, sure, I blank thinking about it since I got out of bed.
I was thinking about it. No, that's not true.
Have you thought about that today? Sure, I blank thinking about it since I got out of bed. So I've been or I have been.
I have been saying this. I've been. I don't know which is right.
Which would be your reaction? Which would you use?
I have been saying that since I've been
there. The structure that you live in is called a
house.
And if you have more than one there, say one house, two. What would you call a building where livestock is kept? Cows and horses.
Okay.
What would you call a building for storing corn?